We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome into 92.9 The Game the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn. Morning to you, Coach.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Hugh.
Coach, it's finally here. Five preseason games down, and it's finally here. How you feeling?
Awesome, man. It is finally here, and so once you get to that, you know, we had a practice on Monday, Hugh, and that's, you know, the first time you get to really jump into what's ahead. So, yeah, we're pumped, man. We got a good group of guys, and we're ready to get after it.
And you get the first time you actually get the game plan for the team that you're getting ready to play against.
No doubt. And because we didn't do that in the preseason, it's just so much is about us, and they're a difficult matchup, you know, in all phases. So it's good to get film, and we went through their preseason, and, you know, obviously – you know, knowing some of the matchups, who they are, where they've got, you know, from on their offensive side with, you know, receivers and backs. And then on defensively, you know, really, you know, good rushers, good inside backers right down the middle of the defense, good safeties, you know. So it'll be fun, man. We can't wait.
Can't wait for it. Dan Quinn, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
So, Coach, what ultimately went into the decision to bring Matt Bryant back?
Well, I think, number one, it was just what's best for the team in all things. So it's a good lesson, you know, that even in the face of disappointment when, you know, we left, you know, in the off season when Matt was released, you know, we kept up with him, you know, through the off season. And so when the moment came back to have a chance to bring him back, this is where he wanted to be, and we certainly wanted him here too. So just came into mainly, Hugh, just, you know, doing what's best for the team at every position, and so that's why we did it.
Talking with head coach Dan Quinn. Coach, you went through those five preseason games. You had some injury situations, obviously, health situations with Caleb McGarry on the offensive line, and there was so much focus about rebuilding the offensive line. How do you see that stabilizing in front of the opener?
Well, number one, it's good to have that kind of depth because they're all back and getting rolling now, John, so that's a big piece of it. But at the depth spot, you know, at left guard, at right tackle, a lot of these guys have discerned, you know, good play time, so we're pleased with where we're at, but as far as naming the starters, we haven't done that yet at those two spots, but more than anything, these guys have really put in good work, and it was really good to see Caleb getting back in the action on last weekend in the last preseason game. He was really physical and all the things and all the traits that he brings, so it was good to see him get back in the action too.
Yeah, is that going to be a game-time decision, you think, at those spots, or is it going to be decided prior to that?
Yeah, well, we're going to work through, you know, for sure the 3 days of practice. Then after that, we can, you know, make the decisions. But we'll wait, you know, through the 3 days, and then we'll go through it. We got, you know, good day planned there today, tomorrow, Friday, into the preparation, and then we'll get rolling for the weekend.
You know, Coach, going into this game against this Mike Zimmer's defense, what do you expect from them? Because coming into it, Coach, you're, with the backs that you have in the offensive line, you're going to be a little bit different than what they're probably accustomed to.
You know, and I hope that's the case because, you know, we've really made an emphasis, you know, at those two spots for sure. And what I can say is, you know, from their side, they've always had a really good pressure package, too. That's kind of been one of the calling cards at Mike, that they've really played well doing that. I've been impressed by their edges, you know, the two rushers with Griffin and with Donnell outside and, you know, the linebackers who would know well and played well. And Harrison Smith, you know, plays a lot like Kiki, you know, a big physical safety who can blitz and play down in the box. So, what we can say from them is, you know, they've been really on their game, especially on the pressure side of things.
You know, Coach, I got to say, as an old defender, when I look at that backfield that you have, that's like headache central. Like when you think about all those guys that you're going to throw at them, is it safe to say that there's going to be more of an emphasis on running the ball this year since you have so many running backs?
Well, I would say, like, number one, if we got our balance right, and you know this, Hugh, firsthand, when that part's right and your balance is right, that's when you're the most difficult to defend. You know, if you're all one-sided, all run or all pass to get going, you can adjust to that. But on the first and second down plays, when there's, you know, a chance for either one to go, you know, as a rusher, you don't get to just tee off and get up the field and get rolling. So for us, it's a big part of what we do. It's a big part of our identity. So we've worked hard at that pace, you know, to make sure, you know, our run game is in order like that we'd like it to be.
Talking with Falcons head coach Dan Quinn ahead of Sunday's opener against the Minnesota Vikings. Of course, always difficult to go up there. It's a difficult stadium to play in, difficult environment. in Minnesota. Their fans are raucous in the skull clap and everything else. So that'll be, you know, always a challenge in and of itself. And really, it's, you know, a coach, you know, potentially, you know, I know every game is important, but with the unusual schedule that you have with all your division games on the backside of the schedule, you know, you start thinking about conference games and the importance of starting off with, you know, a game like Minnesota.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Just knowing, you know, right off the bat with an NFC team, good team, and two teams, they're going to fight like crazy for it. So that's why we're so excited to get up there and get rolling. All the games, like you said, are important. And but the opener is always, you know, and Hugh can probably attest to that as a player and as a coach, you're so juiced for it and ready to go. So having a matchup like them, and you're right about the environment. Their fans have done a good job in creating a good home field advantage for them. So that's one of the factors that you have to take in. Okay, you got to handle the noise and make sure we'll try to work as best as we can through that through the week. Fortunately for us at center and quarterback, we've got some guys that have been through that a few times. So that definitely helps. With guys like Matt Ryan and Alex Mack.
Talking with Dan Quinn here about the Minnesota Vikings. You already talked about a little bit about their defense. What do you expect now? Gary Kubiak running the offense this year for Minnesota. Does that mean a steady diet of Dalvin Cook and more of a look like the Broncos or Texans had in the past in places he's coached?
It sure felt that way through the preseason, John. You know, Cook had, he didn't play a lot, but he had an exceptional preseason and one long run about 85 yards, but out of the backfield, he's a guy who can catch it kind of like Freeman. They can split him out and empty. They can swing him out of the backfield. They've thrown some screens to him. So any way you can get him, you know, the ball and get their touches, you know, is a good thing. But through the years, Kube and their system has been really effective in the zone game. Kevin Stefanski, who's their offensive coordinator there now, you know, has a long background there at Minnesota and certainly coached Kirk, you know, last year. So I think they've got a good mix and certainly staff that we respect quite a bit.
Talking with Dan Quinn about the opening game against the Minnesota Vikings here. Hey, if we can, Coach, if you could kind of run down the health of the team. You mentioned Caleb McGarry, injury situation going into this game.
Yep, so he's full, and for the most part, we're sitting good. So nobody's you know, limited as we're heading into practice, so it's good to be healthy heading into this first game, but no injuries from our side. The guys who were limited at some point are back to full. That would include Dion, who's, you know, we've worked him back in through the last, you know, 2.5 weeks. But for us, we're heading into this week and into practice today with a healthy roster, and we can't wait to get rolling.
Talking with Dan Quinn, well, you mentioned you're excited for the opener. You're now the defensive coordinator. Here comes that Dan Quinn defense in a live fire situation, so to speak, and not a preseason game, and you got to play with all your toys too.
Yeah, and I hope you and all the fans, you know, watch it, see, you know, a relentless group that's really physical, you know, and having our opportunities to create some takeaways by that speed and physicality. So, when the running and the hitting takes place at the level that you need it to, that's sometimes when those turnovers take place. So I'm excited. These guys are ready to start flying around. We'll be flying on Sunday up in Minnesota. So we can't wait for this defense, you know, to kind of come together. Their communication that you need to play really good team defense is improving each day. So we're encouraged about where we're headed.
Talking with Dan Quinn, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Leading to the Minnesota Vikings game. So you expect this kind of a slobber knocker up there, as you mentioned. Your team, just generally, coach, to the fans here, what is it that you think, you know, you can really kind of lean on this year? We talk so much about the offense and the ability to score points, and now with Dirk Koetter, you're running the defense here. You've been working on the special teams. You bring back Matt Ryan. Is it a case where all three, or is there one area that you really want to focus on and say, we can ride this?
No, I think the best teams, John, have the ability to play team, you know, the whole way through. So that's kind of passing the baton. That's the, you know, the big punt by Bosher that gets for no return. It's the three and out or the takeaway on defense. And when you keep going from transition and offense to defense and keep relentlessly attacking, that's when we're at our best. At the very start of training camp, we had talked about getting better and closer. And the better is the, you know, the constant search for improvement and where we're at. And then the closer is all the communication that it takes to be really rock solid in all three phases. But the message for the team now is to stay in the right now. You don't rush through the process to get to the game. This is the time. You know, these are the moments during the week that you get right. So when you get to the game, you're ready to let it rip. So it's a good group of guys. At the end of it, our relentlessness, our ability to attack, that's what I hope jumps off the field when you guys are watching us on Sunday.
How awesome is it, Coach, to have a guy like Mohamed Sanu who can do as much as Mohamed Sanu could do?
Yeah, the guy's a dog in every way. You'd love this guy as a teammate. The way he's on at practice field, the way he goes after to practice, you can put him at quarterback, you can put him at punt returner. Hell, he can kick field goals. You know, like, this guy's one hell of an athlete. But at the end of it, here's a 215-pound guy in the slot that oftentimes the nickel's a smaller player. And so he's got exceptional change of direction to run option routes. And so it's one of the ways that we try to feature him. But he's a real intricate part of what we do with him and Cal and Julio. And now Russell Gage has gotten more extended work this week. We're excited about that group for sure.
Well, good luck up in Minnesota, Coach. We're going to be watching, and bring back a win, and let's get this season rolling.
All right. Thanks, guys. Always good to be on with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.